Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where I'm here with my co-host Alessia Rostani from LeadingTrader.com, and by our guest, who is Matt Brown, an independent market strategist. How are you today, Matt?
Very well, thank you. Good stuff.
Right, lots going on this week in the financial services industry area. Mm-hmm. I think we've seen the bookies getting a slap, another slap after getting it wrong on Brexit and Trump, slap from the government on those crack machines, or crack, what do they call those gaming machines, or the ones that you get in? Mm-hmm. And then the FCA on the other side of gambling, looking at the spread betting and the CFD merchants. What's your take on all that?
Well, the FCA announced on Monday a consultation paper to look at the CFD and spread bet industry, certainly looking at retail clients and how they're affected by leverage and potentially losing money on these products.
They mentioned like 80% are losing, is that correct?
Yes, around 82% of retail clients generally lose money.
And so what's the problem?
Well, the FCA is there
to... No, but they sign, you know, you phone up your broker, you sign the forms, you sign away your life, basically. You're saying you understand that you understand you're going to lose money, you don't care, you're cool with it, it's only risk capital. Why does the FCA need to be involved?
Well, the FCA is there to look after the retail investors, and the FCA in their consultation paper felt that a lot of clients were inexperienced when coming to trading. They weren't reading the risks, they weren't looking into the risk and fully understanding what they were getting into.
Well, I enjoy it. I mean, this because I've actually been, I was a broker from like 80, I don't know, like the late 80s, mm-hmm. early 90s, so when it was the SFA and all the other, they'd keep changing their names so you don't remember how foolish they were in the last incarnate, like Doctor Who or something. And the thing with that, the thing which makes me realize or think that this they've got it wrong is because they think that if you understand leverage and you understand how a CFD works, mm-hmm. you wouldn't lose money on it. Mm-hmm. But it's still just as dangerous. That understanding what it is
yes.
and being able to trade it successfully are two totally different things.
Well, exactly.
So that implies to me they don't actually understand that issue. If they don't understand that issue, they shouldn't be. There's nothing to change, really.
Well, I think they're just aware of the retail investor, the inexperienced investor, and feeling that clients weren't fully looking into the products and understanding the products. However, a lot of clients do and do understand the products, do understand the risks.
They lose.
It is. Potentially a high risk. You have high gains and you can have high losses. But I think the issue was clients need to understand the product, and I think that's where the FCA is trying to help the individual clients. However, there is a lot of education out there. A lot of the big CFD and spread betting firms are providing education. So clients need to look at that and understand the risks fully.
Unfortunately, I think the way most people approach trading mm-hmm. and spread betting, whatever you want to call it, is a bit like how smokers are drawn to cigarettes. You know, mm-hmm. Sure, the cigarette packet says you're going to get cancer or there's a risk of getting mm-hmm. cancer, but you still go ahead and smoke that if you're a smoker. The same thing is true for most people who go into trading. Sure, they read all the risks, they read all the disclaimers, they know there's a risk, but they just go ahead and do it because mm-hmm. what's really enticing them, and I think, to be honest with you, I disagree with you, Zach. I think there is a tremendous amount of BS from the trading industry, mm-hmm. Which they talk about the risks, but what they try to do also is they give this nonsense to people. Oh, how to easily trade the euro? How to mm-hmm. make easy money from this market? And we'll show you the strategies and all that, which is nonsense. And they kind of tempt you with bonuses and something I want to talk mm-hmm. to you about. So obviously the bonuses which brokers offer are going to be affected. They can't like say, you know, I've seen this on this show as well, where some brokers say, you put £10,000 or something in your account, you can have this much bonus. How is that affected? Just out of curiosity.
Well, it was addressed in the consultation paper, right. And inducements are a key area, inducing clients into trading when potentially they could be inexperienced. Mm-hmm. So I think that is an area that will be limited, if not go completely. I mean, again, to point out, it is a consultation paper. It's open until the end of March. The FCA will come out with a policy in spring 2017.
So this won't get implemented until spring, is that correct?
It's, again, consultation. So if it is agreed that inducements or benefits to new clients is ruled out, it won't come in into effect in spring.
What about leverage? Because I heard leverages are going to be affected. So apparently, you cannot. Some brokers cannot offer anymore 400-to-1 to 100-to-1 leverage. It's going to be reduced to 50-to-1, and I even heard 25-to-1 leverage.
Yes.
So can you explain to folks who are watching this, maybe what does that really mean in terms?
Well, what it means is basically the gains and the losses will be limited because basically the amount that you can leverage your cash, your margin, will be reduced. This, in theory, may protect the client on the downside, but also limit their upside. Now, the FCA is looking at maybe 50-to-1 for experienced traders. Now, these are traders that have traded more than 40 times over the past year. So if you're new to trading, you may be limited to 25-to-1. So that's whatever you put down, you can have 25 times exposure.
Yes.
But that will maybe be on liquid foreign exchange transactions. If you're trading small cap equities, it could be as low as 1 to 10, you know, 10 times leverage. Right, so the leverage side is going to be, or potentially will be reduced. It will limit client upsides, but maybe limit client downsides.
What's your take on this? How do you feel about it?
I mean, there are about 100 CFD providers now in the UK, and I think the FCA have looked at various parts of the finance industry, and now this has come under the microscope. Generally, from experience, clients are actually quite aware of the risks when trading. You know, if they are making losses, it's not necessarily their whole kind of capital that they have in the background. They may have pension, they may have property, etc. So I think in a way it highlights the risks, which is always good for clients to understand, but it might be too draconian. It is a consultation paper. A lot of the large CFD and spread bet firms are going to consult with the FCA, and there may be changes from there.
I personally think, I mean, you may disagree with me on this sec, but I personally think anything that can help consumers understand the risks, and there are serious risks in trading, and unfortunately this kind of gets hidden underneath disclaimers and stuff. People don't truly understand there are severe risks involved, especially in leveraged trading.
Yes.
And I think anything that can help consumers protect them from these risks, and I know firsthand because it doesn't matter how many times we say to traders, look, there's a lot of risks involved, reduce your position size, seriously reduce your position size, most people don't listen because what they're really thinking is, and unfortunately I blame the trading industry for this, they're thinking about the rewards, but all the risks kind of go behind, go shoved under the carpet. I think it's a good thing. Zach?
Nanny state. But Matt Brown, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Fantastic
insight. I think most people would be listening to what you're saying, not what I'm saying on this. But Matt Brown, independent market strategist, thanks for coming in today.
Pleasure. Thank you, guys.